Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From the Over the Top Studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas. You're listening to the Boswell Chronicles. Dauphiné Prologue took place today, and we're checking in with Ian Boswell. Ian, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well, George. Just got off the massage table and had dinner in a few minutes. TTs are always long days, but no, it was pretty straightforward course, and happy to have gotten out of the way and head on to the next couple of days.
What's your mindset when you go into a prologue? Just, this is something I need to just get out of the way, or are you feeling really competitive? What's going on in your head?
Yeah, to be honest, for me, I'm never going to be good in a prologue. I just don't have the physiology to go that hard for that short of amount of time. So it's, for me, it's really kind of just getting through it and being safe, and, you know, obviously making sure to kind of prepare for tomorrow as well and just make sure you get a hard enough effort in so you're ready to roll come uphill start tomorrow. Actually,
oh, it's an uphill start. Can you kind of walk us through what's going on in tomorrow's stage?
Yeah, well, I actually wasn't aware that it was an uphill start until my Colombian teammate told me that we had a 7 or 8K uphill start, which means it's going to be, yeah, never easy to start on uphill. And it's a pretty lumpy stage, actually. It's not a pure sprinter's day. I think there's still 2,000 meters of climbing, so over 6,000 feet. So I'm expecting it to be a hard day.
Now, do you like this part of France? What kind of temperatures are you going to be looking at?
Yeah, it's beautiful. We're in the Rhone Valley, so we're surrounded by vineyards, and it was pretty warm today, probably upper 70s, low 80s. It's actually raining now, so I think just some afternoon showers, and there's a chance of rain tomorrow, which I hope we steer clear of, but yeah, it might not be too bad if it helps cool everyone off.
And what are you looking forward to having for dinner this evening?
I'm not sure. We're fortunate enough to have our Italian chef Paolo here because it's an important race. We have a chef here, and I don't know, we had salmon last night, so I don't know, hopefully some steak, and Perinisi was cooking up some real good steak from his neighbor back in Italy, so I would be happy with that.
How are you feeling after your week at altitude?
Good, yeah, you know, it's, like I said, my sensations are good, and I'm feeling good. I can't really read too much into my performance in the prologue, just because it's not really a specialty of mine, but no, I'm just happy to be at this race, and you know, to have had that time to kind of prepare myself, and now just hopefully all the work I've put in kind of comes through in this week, and especially this weekend when we hit the high mountains.
And what is your start time tomorrow, and how do you warm up for that in the morning?
To be honest, I don't know what time we start tomorrow. It's I think we start earlier this whole week just because the French Open tennis tournament's on, so yeah, earlier starts, which I like because I'm a morning person anyways. And I'm not sure about a warm-up. If the temperature's warm and we have, 5, 10K neutral, then probably don't need to do anything beforehand. But just being a hard start, definitely want to make sure you're ready to go from kilometer zero.
Yeah, I was just thinking, is there really a neutral start when it's uphill for that long?
Yeah, I mean, all these stages have the neutrals. I mean, usually we start in the center of a town, and then we'll roll out of town, and then kilometer zero will be somewhere outside the town, just because it's probably a bit safer, and then it's a bit more of a parade through a town. So I think we do have some type of neutral tomorrow. I'm not sure how long it'll be, usually 5 to 10 minutes.
All right. Well, I wish you all the best of luck tomorrow, Ian, and good rest tonight. And I look forward to chatting with you after tomorrow's stage one.
Great. Thanks, George.
Thank you, Ian. Ian Boswell checking in for the Boswell Chronicles from the Dauphiné. From the Over the Top Studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.